Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you, because I know like you are super duper locked into college football for you do the Bear Bet Show with Chris Felica and Jeff Schwartz. So you're huge college football. Did you happen to catch Game 7 of the World Series last night? One of the best sporting events of my lifetime as the Dodgers outlast the Blue Jays in 11 innings to win 5-4.
I did not see the end. I have to go back and watch it, but I did see the Bo Bichette 3-run homer. It was Saturday night, Nick. I was out. I don't watch the baseball game. I did see though a clip of the Blue Jays bunting in the 11th inning, and I thought that's what you need to do: give away a free out with the game on the line. So
man,
dumb.
Like Sam is a gigantic sports fan. In addition to, like, obviously we bet also, but we're huge sports fans. We were sports fans before we bet. If you listen to You Better, You Bet, you know that collectively, like, we all like needed the Dodgers. I'm very happy the Dodgers won. Outside of that, just honestly, like, one of the best single game sporting events of my lifetime. It was exceptional. And you feel for Blue Jays fans, just an absolutely brutal way to lose to college football, Sammy, before we get to the NFL. Besides for Ohio State winning, slamming Penn State at home, Julian Seyin now the Heisman Trophy favorite, what else stands out to you betting-wise as we spin things forward in college football?
I'm not sure if everybody saw the Georgia game against Florida, the cocktail party. So it's 24-20. The game is lined at 7. Georgia's a 7-point favorite. The total is 50.5. It's 24-20. Georgia has 3rd-and-1 inside the Florida 5. A touchdown, obviously. Georgia covers, and the game goes over. Gunnar Stockton runs around the left side, Georgia quarterback. He's got a wide-open path to get into the end zone. He stops at the 1 and takes a knee. So if you had Georgia, if you had the over, if you parlayed them together, that's it. That's the right play for the game, obviously, for him to go down. But it is the wrong play for your bet. The under wins and the dog covers because Gunnar Stockton goes down at the 1 when he has nothing but green grass in front of him. Crazy play for the spread.
Yeah, and it's like in the NFL, you can kind of understand that a little bit. In college, it's like, man, like you'd think these kids want to score touchdowns. And Stockton's obviously a big name. It's not like someone who's playing his first game, but pretty stunning that happened. A brutal beat for people that laid it with Georgia or had the over in the game. Anything else, Sammy, from yesterday in college football to spin forward?
How do you not talk about Miami? This is another loss when the games ramp up. Mario Cristobal is now 4-11 as Miami head coach in the month of November and December. And that's not against the spread, Nick. That's straight up. 4 wins, 11 losses as a 10-11 point favorite. They lose to SMU, and they are not making the college football playoff. It ain't happening.
No, they are not an unfortunate for anyone that had tickets on Miami to win the national championship. Not going to get a shot to even play in the college football playoff. And Sammy, for me, I guess it's like another drubbing of not a great team, but still, Indiana is unbelievable, man. annihilating Maryland yesterday. We had Colin Wilson from the Big Bets on Campus podcast on our show on Friday on You Better You Bet. Colin said he thinks Indiana is the best team in the country. He thinks Indiana is going to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title game when we get there. Are you that bullish on Indiana? Is this fool's gold with Indiana? Where are you at on the Hoosiers right now, the number two team in the country?
I wouldn't say fool's gold, but if they played tomorrow on a neutral, I'd have it Ohio State minus 4.5. So that's not to say that Indiana can't win. I mean, of course they could. It's a football game, and Indiana's very good. But did you see some of those throws Saiyan made yesterday? And I think an unfair take is that, oh, well, anybody could play quarterback at Ohio State. Maybe. Maybe. But not everybody can make those throws. He threw an absolute laser to Carnell Tate that traveled like 55 yards in the air where only he could catch it. They're taking the reins off the kid, and they're letting him throw now. Reminds me a lot of what they did last year. I know it's a different offensive staff. Chip Kelly's not there, but this quarterback's better than Will Howard. This is an NFL first-round pick, and he is lighting teams up. So I would have Ohio State 4.5 on Indiana.
Last one here, Sam, on college football for me. And if you've got anything else, please feel free to share. Texas keeps surviving. So, and look, like, you lay Texas 3, I think a close 3.5. 2.5, obviously, you win. But up big, Vanderbilt scores 21 unanswered in the fourth quarter. Almost recovers the onside kick at the end of the game. If they recover, they could tie it or even win the game. But Texas survives and Texas wins. Still with two losses. Any bullishness on Texas moving forward this season? Like, make the playoff? Like where are we at with Arch Manning, Sark, and Texas?
I think Georgia puts them out of their misery coming up. And that'll be the third loss, and that'll be it. But if they beat Georgia, if they do,
what would you make that game? Because you've got your power ratings are awesome. What would you have Texas versus Georgia if they played like tomorrow?
If it's on a neutral, Georgia 2. If it's home, Georgia like 5, 5.5.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I absolutely love it. I can't wait for it. College football really starts to get cooking now that the calendar is turned to November. All right, let's get you set to bet. Everything going on today in the National Football League, Week 9 NFL Sunday, with this edition, gentlemen, of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
Week 9 NFL Sunday. Sammy P, let us begin our Week 9 NFL Sunday betting sojourn.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In the Motor City, as the Lions come out of their bye and host J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. What a coinkydink, right? Carson Wentz's shoulder falls off, has to have surgery, and now J.J. McCarthy's healthy enough to play. Funny how that works. What do we have with the Lions and the Vikings in your opinion of this game?
The joke all week was that paternity leave is over for J.J. McCarthy. That was the joke all week. Oh, he can come back and play now. So this opened actually at 9.5.
How much do NFL quarterbacks get? I got a month for paternity leave when my daughter was born last year. He got like 6 weeks in season. That's a pretty good like HR the Minnesota Vikings have, Sam. That's not bad.
He was hurt a little bit, and then I think his ego was hurt. So I don't really know exactly what happened. There was a weird scenario.
He got benched.
I can tell you.
Kevin O'Connell benched him. That's what happened. They can lie and he can say whatever he wants. He benched it. There's no ankle sprain in the history of humanity that would cost a quarterback 6 games. It doesn't exist. They benched him.
I heard you and Baldy going back and forth on that. And then, of course, Baldy's like, I played on a broken ankle. And I'm like, yeah, of course he did.
literally played on a broken ankle. I couldn't get enough of that.
I heard that. I just laughed. Anyways, open 9.5 this game. Detroit favored by 9.5, obviously. It did dip a little bit. It got down to 8, but then it's been shoved right back. 9.5 now. BetMGM has 9.5. The books need the Vikings to cover. They will be praying that Detroit doesn't dominate, but I don't know, man.
Minnesota, obviously, like, this was plus 8.5. Now the Lions bet out of teaser range here. Detroit up to 9.5. We talked about it on Thursday. I have a Lions-Ravens teaser, which, you know, we'll probably didn't need to tease the Ravens. They won by 22, but still, that teaser's alive today, going with Detroit minus 2.5. And Sam, like, curious if you agree with my train of thought here, just on handicapping the game. It's not really like what I think, or what you think, or what the listener thinks, or what the viewer thinks about J.J. McCarthy. I'm almost handicapping here what I think Kevin O'Connell thinks of J.J. McCarthy. I don't think he thinks J.J. is very good. Hence, J.J. not returning until this week from an ankle sprain. And that takes me to loving Detroit in this game. I don't think the head coach has confidence in his quarterback, and if that's the case, I don't want to have confidence in him either. If I had to bet this game, I would lay Detroit. You agree or disagree with that train of thought? My feelings won't be hurt if you disagree.
I did not bet the game. I thought about the under, actually, which would be a short of the Minnesota offense. That's sort of where I'm at. We know Detroit can score, and I think defensively they can get enough stops. 31-10, 31-13. I guess I leaned to Detroit. I didn't get there. Yeah. I like the under. Yeah, I mean, like, that's where I'm at, though. I think I like the under in the game. It's like 48 at MGM. Other books at 47.5. Jared Goff, by the way, 8-0 against the spread in his career against Minnesota.
Yeah, and that's a lot of Ben Johnson destroying Brian Flores and the Vikings blitz. My sense is John Morton is basically running the Ben Johnson playbook, and why wouldn't you if you were him? I'm expecting Jared Goff to have success today. And last note on this game, I forget what game it was. It's like we were both on the air so much. The last time you gave a final score prediction, like an exact score prediction, like I think you got it exactly right, maybe like 3 weeks ago. So I will have in my head 31-10, 31-13 is the final score today for the Lions and the Vikings. All right. Let's move, Sammy. It's kind of warm. The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, not so much. Green Bay, a 13-point home favorite. Bryce Young starting for Carolina. What's the movement been this week? Where do we stand on the total, Green Bay and the Panthers?
Wise Guys actually laid the favorite. They have not been afraid of laying big numbers against bad teams. And look, Carolina has a handful of wins, but they're still a bad football team. So the big move in this one came on Sunday. Superbook opened 11. By the Monday morning, the very next morning, 12.5. By Tuesday, 13. And that's where we're at now. 13. MGM has 13. A couple 13.5s out here, but they laid the big number. They did it last week. We talked about the Colts against the Titans. They laid the big number with the Colts, and they laid it this week with the Packers.
What do you think of this game? If you had to bet it, I don't know if you have or not, but what would you want to do if you had to do something?
Roadkill. This game's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I have not bet it. If I had to bet the game, I would bet the Packers also. It does feel like Bryce Young's walking into a buzzsaw here. And if the Packers can ever put it together for four quarters like they did in the second half last week against the Steelers, I don't know if they're the best team in the league. I think KC is the best team in the league, but maybe they're the second best. Like, they're awesome when they're firing on all cylinders. All right. Let's go to the Music City, Sammy. What do we have with Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers visiting Cam Ward and the terrible 1-7 Tennessee Titans and a brutal injury report today for Tennessee?
So we're sitting basically 9.5. There are some tens out there, but you know the old saying that wise guys don't bet teams, they bet numbers? They did take 10 in this game. Good luck, wise guys. They always bet teams like this. They bet the Browns every week the year the Browns went 0-16 with DeShone Kizer. Every week they were betting the Browns. They bet the Titans a lot this year and have not made money.
I think that year also, Sam, was the Chip Kelly Niners a year when they went 2-14. And it was the Niners and the Browns every week were the two teams getting bet into oblivion, to your point. We also had the Adam Gase Jets, the second year of Adam Gase with the Jets, where they got bet every single week and lost as well. You've heard of the movie Remember the Titans? I'd like to introduce you to the sequel. Who's betting the Titans? I love the Chargers here. Am I missing something here with the Chargers favored by less than 10?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not going to lay the points on the road, but I certainly am not not betting those Titans, man. They're horrible.
Calvin Ridley won't play today for Tennessee, their best receiver. Jeffrey Simmons, their best defensive player, is out. L'Jarius Sneed, their best corner, is on injured reserve, and they just traded their number two corner, Roger McCreary, to the Los Angeles Rams. Man, other than that, they're cooking with gas. I do like the Chargers quite a bit today to cover in Tennessee. On the other side, we will get to the rest of the game, side and total, for Week 9 in the National Football League. And you know one of the games that we discuss, the Jaguars and the Raiders. And also a game you might have heard of, the Chiefs and the Bills in Buffalo.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.